listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, we want to talk about a unique passage in 2 Kings chapter 17 that speaks of lions of judgment. Let's read it here. 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 24 and 25. Then the king of Assyria brought people from Babylon, Cuthath, Ava, Hamath, and from Sepharvim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they took possession of Samaria and dwelt in its cities. And it was so at the beginning of their dwelling there that they did not fear the Lord. Therefore, the Lord sent lions among them, which killed some of them. The kingdom of Israel, that is the 10 northern tribes of Israel, were conquered as a nation. The brutal Assyrians defeated them and then forced the people of Israel to relocate to different areas of the Assyrian Empire. After that, the king of Assyria brought people into the land. The policy of the Assyrians was to remove rebellious, resistant people, and then to resettle their former lands with people from other parts of the empire. In doing this, the kings of Assyria hoped to repopulate their conquered lands, bringing in people who had no previous attachment to the area. They wanted the people of the empire to be attached to and loyal to the king of Assyria and to no one or nothing else. But our Bible passage tells us something of these new people brought into the land of Israel, that they did not fear the Lord, therefore the Lord sent lions among them. When the Israelites were conquered and could not defend the land, God supernaturally defended it. And the Lord sent lions among them to do it. This shows that there was not only something special about the kingdom of Israel, but also something special about the land of Israel. God demanded to be feared among the people of the land, even if they came from other nations. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 12 tells us that the land of Israel is the holy land. God regards it as something special, and he will hold accountable those who live there and who do not fear him. 2 Kings chapter 17 goes on to explain that the Assyrians figured out that the lions were sent because they did not honor the God of Israel. It's amazing that the Assyrian officials, these pagans, seem to know what the people of the recently conquered kingdom of Israel did not know. That they had to honor Yahweh, the God of Israel. These imported Assyrians even had a priest from Israel come and teach them how to fear the Lord. That's in 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 28. You see, you could say, as Charles Spurgeon did in a sermon on this text, that they were converted by lions. But as 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 29 through 33 explains, it wasn't much of a conversion. They still honored the corrupt pagan gods along with the Lord God of Israel. Coming to God only because you are afraid of judgment, afraid of the lions of judgment, so to speak, that's never enough. Now, it might be a good start to someone's walk with God, but it can't stop there. We need to come to God and put our trust in him on the basis of his love for us in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 2, verse 4 tells us that it is the kindness and goodness of God that leads us to true repentance. So if the lions of judgment are frightening you today, let them lead you to the great love and grace that is found in Jesus Christ. Today, let his kindness lead you to repentance.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.